5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, July 5th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Russia and Ukraine. President Biden is leading the group of G7 nations in calling for a cap on the price of Russian oil. The plan here is to ban the transport of oil from Russia sold above a certain price, the goal hurting Russia, of course, to the point that Russia decides to end its war against Ukraine. The G7's plan impose a price cap on Russian oil through the regulation of petroleum shipping, banking, and insurance. The proposal, in a word, is ridiculous. It's not going to work. Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, probably withhold oil from the market as he's withheld natural gas from Europe and then drive up the price. He would then turn around and sell oil to countries willing to take it, such as China and India, at a 30 to 40% discount, as he's been doing, or perhaps even larger. Remember, the net effect of these sanctions against Russia to this point has been to drive up the price of oil and natural gas to the point that Russia is actually making more money now than they were before the sanctions. They're actually ahead of their budget goals for income derived from petroleum sales. This the result of actions that were supposed to cripple the Russian economy. The price cap idea would only make it worse. Meanwhile, according to a report from CNN, the White House is losing confidence that Ukraine will be able to recover territory captured by Russia since February 24th. Unnamed U.S. officials telling CNN that President Biden's advisors have started debating if and how the U.S. should start trying to convince Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, to change his definition of what victory will look like. In other words, perhaps settling for a status quo, an end of hostilities. But Zelensky has repeatedly said that Ukraine's goal is to drive Russia out of all the territory it's captured, including the Crimea, which Russia captured back in 2014. Simply put, this is not likely to happen. Over the past month, the narrative has collapsed that Ukraine might actually win this war, as it's become increasingly obvious that Ukraine, even though gun for gun, is probably fighting with better equipment, that the problem is they are outgunned by a factor of 10 or 15 to 1. And finally, a Russian missile attack on a residential area in a coastal town near Odessa early Friday killed at least 18 people, including two children, according to authorities in Ukraine. This is a day after Russian forces withdrew from the strategic Snake Island in the Black Sea. It appears Russia intends to cut off Ukraine from access to the Black Sea, a serious economic blow, perhaps even extending control over the Ukrainian coast to link up with the breakaway republic or the breakaway region of eastern Moldova called Transnistria, which is heavily Russian. Topic number 4, the economy. First half of 2022 was a bloodbath for investors. Stocks took a beating. Bonds were battered. Carnage in cryptocurrencies. The dollar did well, and gold held steady. But global equity and debt capital markets lost about $31 trillion. That's trillion with a T in the first 6 months of 2022. That is a new record. A Federal Reserve tracker of economic growth pointing to an increased chance that the U.S. economy has already entered a recession. We touched on this last week. Most Wall Street economists have been saying that if we were going to head into recession, it wouldn't happen until 2023. But the Atlanta Fed's GDP Now measure, which tracks economic data in real time and adjusts continuously, saw the second quarter output contracting by 2.1% here in the United States, coupled with the decline of 1.6% in the first quarter. That would meet the technical definition of a recession. And there's more evidence. According to Reuters, Facebook has cut plans to hire engineers by at least 30% this year. CEO Mark Zuckerberg told Facebook employees this last Thursday. He also confirmed that layoffs are coming too, saying the company was turning up the heat on performance to weed out staffers unable to meet aggressive growth targets. The takeaway here is that even when the most profitable big tech companies are saying, hey, look, get ready for mass layoffs, the rest of us regular folk ought to start looking around to make sure our parachutes are in good working order. But take heart, according to the White House, these economic sacrifices that we're making are necessary to fight Russia. Seriously, the White House told Americans last week that we must continue to endure crippling high energy, gasoline, diesel prices to preserve the liberal world order, his words, liberal world order, and support Ukraine. So Take heart as you're paying $5.50 a gallon for gasoline. Remember, it's all for the liberal world order. Topic number three, Israel, heading for a fifth election in 3.5 years. Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid has taken over the role of interim prime minister after the parliament voted to disband Thursday. New elections are set for November 1st. Lapid worked alongside former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett to form the Change government, which toppled Benjamin Netanyahu last year. As we said on this program, the only thing that really held this government together was their mutual dislike of Benjamin Netanyahu. This was the most diverse ruling coalition in Israel's history. 8 parties from left, center, right, and an Arab Islamist party thrown in for good measure to give them the 61 seats they needed in the Knesset to form a majority. But the government came to an end a year after it began, after infighting, which was inevitable. Resistance from Netanyahu's Likud party and his allies in parliament, and several key defections from Prime Minister Bennett's own right-wing allies after they accused him of abandoning his core ideology. So, again, Israel's parliament dissolving, new elections coming in November for the fifth time in the last 3.5 years. Topic number two, the Supreme Court. Really monumental week last week. On Thursday, by the way, Ketanji Brown Jackson sworn in as the 116th justice in the court. The 51-year-old Jackson replaces Justice Stephen Breyer, for whom she once worked as a clerk. At the same time as the Supreme Court gave the Biden administration a token victory by overturning former President Trump's Remain in Mexico rule, the court also struck a major blow to Biden's climate change fight, ruling that the Environmental Protection Agency did not have the authority to limit greenhouse gas emissions. This fight was led by coal miners and Republican-led states, the case of West Virginia versus the EPA. Justices ruled that the EPA was not specifically authorized by Congress to reduce carbon emissions when it was created in 1970. The ruling leaves the Biden administration dependent on passing legislation if it wants to curb emissions, which is kind of how the Constitution was set up. Pass laws in order to govern the day-to-day lives of the citizens of these United States. Supreme Court also followed up its June 23rd landmark ruling in the New York case that for the first time recognized a constitutional right to carry firearms in public for self-defense by issuing a series of rulings last Thursday reversing appeals court decisions that upheld gun decisions in California, New Jersey, Maryland, and Hawaii. Supreme Court has been strengthening Second Amendment protections in recent years, a trend that's making liberals' heads explode. They see actions of evil people and assume that it's the firearms that are responsible for those evil actions. And that's prompted calls from many on the left to either pack the court or disband the court. Either way, they really don't care, just so long as they get what they want. And President Biden, by the way, said he would support now calls to get rid of the filibuster rule in the Senate, which is the rule that requires 60 votes in order to bring a bill to the floor for a vote. He said he would support getting rid of the filibuster rule in order for Congress to codify a right to abortion in federal law. Now, Biden had previously opposed getting rid of the filibuster. In fact, in 2005, he issued a rather well-known speech in which he defended the filibuster, calling the Republican effort to do away with the filibuster a fundamental power grab by the majority party. Now, that was then, and now he's calling the filibuster a relic of the Jim Crow era. So the question is, if he now believes the filibuster is inherently racist, why was he supporting it then? And does he believe that his Democratic colleagues in the Senate were supporting a racist tool when they used it repeatedly after Republicans took the majority in the Senate in 2014? That's a rhetorical question. We know that, frankly, the answer is that politicians will say whatever they think they need to say in order to get what they want. Well, the New York Times, by the way, not a big fan of First Amendment rights. New York Times published an article last week expressing its concerns that big tech platforms like Facebook and Twitter aren't doing enough to censor misinformation as we approach the midterm elections. The article complains that Facebook has slashed its election misinformation team to 300 people down to just 60, and, oh no, CEO Mark Zuckerberg is no longer meeting with that group. noting that there are numerous political candidates running for office in the midterms who agree with Donald Trump that the 2020 presidential election was stolen. The New York Times upset that big tech not doing enough to protect us from bad think. Coming up, something weird in outer space. I'll explain what that is, sort of, next on 5 and 10.
There exists an ancient prophecy about a great burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world. And the signs of its coming have now appeared. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Ragnarok Blockbuster Bundle. When you order Josh Peck's new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the never-before-seen exclusive DVD content, Ragnarok, Destruction Unveiled, and Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment. In the new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, visionary filmmaker Josh Peck takes you on a journey through the ancient prophecy from the Book of Revelation about a burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world, and what scientists and NASA have to say about it. In this explosive documentary film, you will learn how the Wormwood Prophecy connects to our modern age, whether the coming asteroid Apophis could be the harbinger of destruction, the science, history, and prophecies surrounding asteroid impact, Dr. Thomas Horn's full End Times vision of destruction, what NASA is saying about Apophis, and what we can do about this threat. You'll also receive the behind-the-scenes interview, Ragnarok, Destruction Unveiled, where Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia sits down with visionary filmmaker Josh Peck to talk about his filmmaking process, what goes into a project of this magnitude, what his initial reaction to Dr. Thomas Horn's End Times vision was, and what it is like to handle such apocalyptic material. But that's not all. We're also including the never-before-seen content entitled Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment, where you will take a deep dive into the prophecy and science behind asteroids and how this relates to the coming space rock named after the Egyptian god of chaos, Apophis. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So uncover the prophecies of destruction and learn the mysteries of the last days. This collection is available only through Skywatch TV. So don't delay. The Ragnarok Blockbuster Bundle. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, high weirdness in outer space. The Hubble telescope bringing new data to astronomers, and it's only adding to the confusion. During a recent study on the universe's expansion rate, NASA researchers discovered, their words now, something weird transpiring in the cosmos that cannot be explained, or at least not yet, by contemporary science. The discovery supports the idea that something weird is going on, possibly involving brand new physics. This is according to NASA's press release. This anomaly comes on the heels of recent breakthroughs regarding dark energy, which is a mysterious repulsive force that sped up the universe's expansion, according to this study. Thanks to the Hubble telescope, they were able to gather the most accurate data yet about dark energy. However, the increased precision of the data has led to increased ambiguity. Scientists discovered a discrepancy between the expansion rate measured in the local universe compared to independent observations from right after the Big Bang. The math doesn't add up, and they don't know why. Scientists unable to explain the phenomenon, however, the discrepancy suggests that there is something weird transpiring in the universe whose answer might involve additional physics. You know, it almost sounds like they're describing the supernatural. But of course, scientists, they don't believe in anything. Well, Skywatch TV has taken a crack at a number of topics, including the UFO phenomenon. Skywatch Films, our documentary film division, has got five documentaries available for you to view on demand right now in full HD. Instant access, full HD for as little as $3. That includes The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy. our documentary about the modern UFO phenomenon. You can find out more about that and our other films, including our two Telly Award-winning films, Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, and Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here, at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. Speaking of Israel, we're looking forward to going back, and we will be there next spring, March 19th through 30th of 2023. Sharon and I, alongside our colleagues Allie Henson and Donna Howell from the Simply His program here at SkyWatch TV, and our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, and you, if you are so led, we'll take you on a tour of Israel that will show you the battlegrounds of the Bible and even some from the prehistoric era that have supernatural and spiritual significance, like Gilgal Rephaim on the Golan Heights, the giant, well, the megalithic Wheel of the Giants within sight of Mount Hermon. And we will actually be in the foothills, the lower slopes of Mount Hermon, Caesarea Philippi, the Grotto of Pan, where Jesus asked Peter that important question, "Who do you say that I am?" There was a specific reason that Jesus did it right there. We'll talk about that. We will worship on the Sea of Galilee. We will ascend to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. We'll visit a working first century village in Nazareth, and much, much more. You can get a look at the itinerary, a breakdown of costs, and sign up to reserve your place now at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. And speaking of high weirdness in outer space, asteroid Apophis approaching Earth. It is scheduled for a near pass on April 13th, Friday, the 13th of April, 2029. Is it a space rock? Is it wormwood of Revelation chapter 8, the third trumpet judgment? And if so, what does that mean for the timing of, prophetic fulfillment? Tom Horn, Josh Peck, Joe Horn, that's this week's program on SkyWatch TV, as we're in the middle of a four-week investigative series about Josh's newest documentary, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand. Don't miss it. These are powerful programs. Our over-the-air broadcast schedule is posted, skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got Roku or Apple TV, just add the SkyWatch TV app, because it's easy to find the programs that you want. Everything is right there. And in fact, the weekly broadcast show is released to Roku 3 days early. You get an early look ahead of our network programs. So add that to SkyWatch, add that to Apple TV or Roku, or download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet, which not only gets you all of our video content, but also gets you a schedule of our upcoming events and news updated three times a week as well, things the mainstream media would just as soon not have you see. Bypass the gatekeepers of big tech with their free mobile app. It's good for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets and phones. And we've got links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.